Workers chanted, played drums, and marched around the hospital. Ken Sharpie is a medical laboratory scientist at Mackenzie Willamette. He says the raise employees are slated to receive won't offset higher healthcare costs.
We're actually looking at basically a pay reduction or a wage reduction when we're incredibly profitable. It's unfortunate that the company is just kind of milking the workers.
Carrie Myers is a housekeeper for Mackenzie Willamette. She says scheduling is also an issue that has many employees worried.
A lot of people are on 8-hour shifts. They're being changed to 12-hour shifts, and some people are having their hours cut back. So it just depends on the department. Like the nurses are going from 8 to 12-hour shifts, and then some of the rest of us are going, you know, from 5 days a week down to 2 days a week.
Service Employees International Union members are meeting with a federal regulator later this month. They hope a resolution will prevent a strike or walkout. Mackenzie Willamette declined to comment on any specifics. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.